Okay, okay, I'm back. Radio.
I am.
No justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
It's a war outside your door. Ain't nobody safe. Any victim in the states, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate? It was nice I couldn't eat trying to stomach the hate. Praying heaven worth the wait cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting the feel. Watching from the stands, now my feet in the field. Cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go on.
Okay, okay, okay. We back. We back. Everything is full and motherfucking effective.
Yeah, sorry
and
about
that's
the,
crazy because what's
off.
So crazy is after that happened, because after that happened, we came back. We got more callers than we had at first because people was telling me that, people was telling me, bro, that they was calling, but they couldn't get through. All they was hearing was music. So I had to restart the show, so we just going to bring it a little longer. But now everybody in here, my guest speaker here, your guest speaker here. So
and if y'all can, if y'all Facebook friends with me, me or Paul, you know, just share the post, you know what I mean? Let people know what's going on now, call in, you know. It's a community effort. But we got the guest speaker back on.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody on, everybody on. Everybody locked and direct. So I'm going to patch the guest speaker back through now. You know, the first guest speaker, excuse me.
What are we doing, the reintroduction or the
you can reintroduce yourself. Yeah, we got new people who just got in, so you can reintroduce yourself.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Nye. Not Kier Rashad, y'all. Thank y'all for checking in. Thank y'all for checking in. It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day, man. Sunny outside where I'm at. In New Orleans, shout out to the 504.
Shout out
all day.
Back in the city.
All day long. My name is Crown Holder Cuzzo, also known as Paul Fenwick Bay. So Third Eye Gang, Black Power Nation, Black Power Family.
With it.
More.
With it. Yeah.
All day.
Live and direct in full effect now. I'm all ears now.
Hey, that was yeah, man. You know, my adrenaline rushing now, so I'm ready to get it popping. You know, we can touch on any subject y'all want to touch on. I'm a little savvy and I'm well rounded. I don't claim to know everything. I'm all right.
I feel you, man. Your third eye open. That's what it is, man. That's you infinite. Now what I was before I got cut off. I was just basically saying, like, you know what I mean, like. For people to praise Jesus and then say that God is a jealous God. If your God was a jealous God, why would he make a son knowing he was jealous to take over his fame and glory? That don't make sense to me, you know? I hear more people saying, thanks, Jesus, because he died for your sins. But what about the person who created Jesus? You ain't even thinking him as much. You know what I mean? So-called God, translation, Yahweh. And if you know what the Yahweh the translation of, you know what I mean? Yakub, Yahweh. So, you know, I just be touching on, I be getting deep and searching for the truth. That's my main mission, my main goal. You know, and a lot of people ain't going to understand you as a person when you got your third eye open. You know, they're going to look at you as crazy. You don't know what you're talking about because they've been brainwashed to believe that Jesus died for their sins since they was kids, man. And their mamas did, and their mama's mama, they all went back to slavery. This is not our native religion. I don't care how much history you bring up, it still don't go past Africa. The Bible been along for, what, 2,000 years? if even that.
Correct.
And then the how long the Bible been along for? It ain't been along for that long, like 2,000 years at the most.
Well, Quran 1,500.
Yeah, so you look at it, you know what I mean? And one saying ain't better than the other. One was made after the other claiming that it's better. If you already know it, it came from this one. So where did both of these books come from? They say the Dead Sea Scrolls, but where did them scrolls come from? You know what I mean? How we know them are really dead? How we know nobody just pays around? All they got to do is write in the stone. How we know? You know, so I feel like truth is in yourself.
Right. Touch on that. I laugh at this. I'm talking uncontrollable laughter. When you ask people to Google search Haru of Kemet, they shut you down. They don't want to hear it. So anytime I talk to a Christian, I say, look, it's not my job to debate with you because at the end of the day, your belief is your belief. I care nothing about that. I'm just a messenger, probably past messengers. I'm here to awaken those that don't know they're asleep, not the ones that want to stay asleep. If you want to stay asleep, that's cool. You'll die peaceful death. But for the ones that don't know that they're asleep, them the ones that I'm here for. I understand what I'm saying? So when you talk about Jesus, you got to look at the story of Ru. You got to look at the story of Krishna. You got to look at 12 to 13 others that came before Jesus with the same story. That's what you got to understand. But they don't want to identify with that. You got to look at, you know, like you got to take the Bible and realize why it was written, who wrote it, and what it was written for. So you got those that say King James Black. You want to convince me and yourself that a black man ruled England in the 1600s. That's what you want to convince me. There's an African saying that when the Christians or the Christians, the Romans, the Methodists, whatever, when they came to Africa, they came with the Bible in their hands, and they taught our people how to pray with their eyes closed. And they convinced them that who they were praying to or what they were worshiping and giving praise to was the wrong thing, and it was the money. So the African closed his eyes. When he opened his eyes, he had the Bible in his hand, and the white man had the land, and it's been history ever since. If you can't understand, if these people wouldn't give you fresh clothes, fresh water, treat you less than humane, raped, sold you, auctioned you, beat you, what in the hell would make you think that they actually care about your soul and there's a such thing as a good religion?
Right.
Christianity forced on our people. We didn't accept that. They enforced it. Just like in the Arab slave trade, they forced the Islamic faith on our people. So we need to become more spiritual. What were we worshiping? What were we giving praise to before? And it was nature. I answered that question for you. It was nature. Our ancestors never taught us that there was a spook in the sky that sits high, all powerful, that looks down and watches little children get molested and watches 30,000 people daily die of starvation. That don't sound like a good religion to me. That don't sound like a good God to me. So you got to understand the word God. The word God is only 600 years old. So the actual word itself, the creation itself, is actually older than the creator. But nobody wants to acknowledge that. Nobody wants to acknowledge that. So if we're going to talk, let's have a real dialogue, and everybody needs to get out their feelings. You talk about homosexuality. We live in a sensitive-ass generation where grown-ass men and grown-ass women want to cry when you talk about things that affect them. And I talk to women about this all the time, not to get off the subject. I talk to women about this all the time. You say you want men to be strong. You want men to stand up for you. But when we stand up and talk about the things that are actually plaguing our community, you want to come in and assist the bullshit that we're trying to speak out against. And wonder why we go back to our hole and don't give a damn. So women got to stop
true.
That. Stop hanging with specials. Stop calling them your girlfriend. Stop using them as your hairdresser. Stop saying that only God can judge them. Shit, God already done judged them. Read Leviticus. According to Leviticus, they're supposed to be stoned and killed. So God already done judged them. So if you want to talk about Christianity, let's talk about Christianity in a real way and talk about this shit in real life in 3D. Get out your feelings and let's talk for real.
This y'all book.
This is y'all book. This shit is in Leviticus, man. Leviticus.
All right, it is.
It's in Leviticus. Somebody got to read that. Somebody got to explain it. Somebody got to say, well, God created us all equal. Well, that's a contradiction. Somebody lying. Because if your God created us all and God hates homosexuality, then there ain't no way in hell he going to create something that he hated. That don't make sense to me. And that's what religion does. It forces you to dumb down your logic.
Exactly what it does.
You know, that's my take on it. So we're going to talk for real. start forcing these churches to do more for the community.
Mm-hmm.
If these in your neighborhood, then they need to be given to your neighborhood. It don't make no sense that your grandma be giving paying tithe for 30 to 40 years. And let me speak on that. You hear these people, they say, well, the Old Testament, we're gonna do away with the Old Testament. That's the reason why we got the New Testament. Well, I'll tell you what, then somebody lying. Because the Old Testament is started paying tithe. And when you gave tithe, it spoke nothing about no money. It didn't say anything about money. So if we're going to do away with the Old Testament, then why y'all still taking up tithes preaching from the New Testament? Somebody got to explain that to me. That don't make sense to me.
It's like it's time for the brand new testament. We need a newer testament now for nowadays in that case.
New Testament. Yeah, we're going to do the new testament, like the new James, right?
Definitely.
It don't make sense, man. Like, and it is amazing to me. I swear to you on everything. It's amazing to me how we can sit down and sit around and make that bullshit make sense. We'll make it make sense. Oh, it fits us. Okay, well, I tell you what then. Even if that's what you believe in, now leave your religion, as Brother Malcolm once said, leave your faith in the closet. I don't care what you claim to be. At the end of the day, I love you. You're my brother. You're my sister. I really do love you, even if like I don't. I love you. You might despise me, but I love you because I'm spiritual and you're religious, so you can't find it in your heart to love me and identify with me because I don't practice your faith. That's a religious mindset. You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's leave our faith in the closet. And now let's talk about how we're going to build within our communities. What we going to do? When we going to start protecting our women? When we going to start standing for ourselves? Anytime there's a white man that can walk inside of the church, inside the home of God, and take out 9 lives, and y'all stand up, grown-ass men, stand around and hold hands and pray about it. We some weak-ass men. It's a weak-ass generation that we're living in. These young bucks got more heart than a lot of these older people do. That's the reason why I stand with the young generation, because it's the most fearless generation we've seen so far, and we need to get behind them, we need to back them, and we got to start patrolling our own community. If the church ain't going to do what they're supposed to do in the community, they run the pastor out the church.
Right, we need to buy that church. They money hungry anyways.
Let's buy that shit. Let's buy the building.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's how we got to start thinking.
Let's stop playing, man. We playing.
Exactly.
Blaming the white man ain't even trying. He ain't got to do that no more because you got these Negro peons out here perpetually fight with my own brothers about this shit every day, man. When I ask what we going to do, ain't nobody got no answer to that. But we can sit here and talk about this damn Bible all day long. But when it's time to actually go do something, when we going to do something? Have you been to Flint lately? Have you been to Flint lately? Have you been up there to Cleveland lately? Have you been down there to New Orleans? Not New Orleans. Have you been to Baton Rouge lately?
Right.
When the last took a trip and just looked at the state and the conditions of our people?
Uh-huh.
It don't make
sense. They don't do nothing.
Right? This is the problem I get with religion. They don't do nothing.
They don't do those things. Everybody want to talk about everybody and criticize the next individual for their movement or what they doing, but they not even doing nothing themselves.
They ain't producing no results. At all, no results produced, but people believing in Jesus, that's all I see. It ain't nothing getting done with our black community, man. There's so many churches, man. If they all got together as one, think how powerful that'd be. If all these Muslims got together as one, think how powerful that'd be. You know what I mean? They should even unite with each other.
That's C5-3. Hey, that's that C501-3. They ain't going to let them do it. See, that's that
you
whole
see?
Thing. They had to figure out a way, okay, we know the church has a voice. Now, this is what I identify with the church for these reasons alone. They do got a voice, but they don't speak loud enough. They had to figure out a way, okay, people are the most religious and the most spiritual people on this planet. We are very, very that. I love my people. I really do. All melanated souls, I love you, even if you don't love me the same. I love you. But we the most spiritual people on this planet, and what they do, they use that shit against them. And so they said, okay, we got to figure out a way to control them. So this is what we'll do. We'll give y'all this test rate, but you can't talk about political. You can't talk about homosexuality. You can't talk about none of the things that we are doing in the government that's actually plaguing your people. You ain't going to find it in the church. Shout out to Jamaica, though, because over there in Jamaica, they actually speak out against homosexuality. They speak out against injustices. But you're not going to see that over here in America. This is a pastor that's having church in his own living room.
And you got to really think about America. It's a white man's country. I spell America AmeriKKKLAN, Klan, AmeriKlan, the American government. Like, man, it's a white man's government. They wanted their own world. They didn't want we kicked them out of Africa. That's what people understand. We kicked them out of Africa, man. Y'all can't be here. Go up there in the cage. Y'all in prison because your whole people is corrupt. And y'all corrupting our people along with y'all. We don't indulge in that. Get the fuck out. So understand that, you know what I mean, people in Europe, they kind of took custom to the African ways too. You know what I mean? They still had a little bit, you know what I mean? They learned from the Moors or whoever they learned from. You know what I mean? Our people, you know what I mean? Regardless if it was the Moors or whoever, our people, they learned from our people how to be human. And, you know what I mean? They didn't want this inhuman behavior. And then they kind of dictated everything too. And they had unjust rules and stuff. So they moved to America to create what we got right now today. Slavery and all that shit. All that shit pre-planned, man. And they still planning for our future. They planning our destiny. It's time for us to plan our own destiny because everything is under European agenda. And Neely Fuller explained that into the T. People get his book, Neely Fuller, The Compensatory Code Conduct System. But all you got to do is type in his name, Google it, and it's going to come up. ProduceJustice.com. It's going to come up. So, man, get his book. It's needed. People need to know what's going on around us and what's happening in the third eye perspective.
That's true. That's true. I agree with that 100%. We got to open that third eye, you know. Caller, we appreciate you calling in and sharing your opinion with us. If you don't mind, can you tell the people your name or your Facebook, a way that they can get in contact with you?
Nakil Rashad. That's NYKILRASHAD.
All right, y'all heard that.
So tune in, and if you YouTube search me, it's the same. It's Nakil Rashad. So all you got to do is just put me in the Google box. But most importantly of all, and I would like to leave, first of all, I want to thank y'all for actually having me on this platform. Second,
no
I want to thank everybody calling in that's actually listening because I have somewhat of a large following, and I really appreciate that. But my final words would be this. Men, it's time for us to man up. Women, take your positions. We need y'all in regards to on the spiritual side. We need you to start working that magic. We need you to start studying the ways of the ancestors. We need you to know that because we out here on the front line. And so when we step up, fellas, the women already been there. They've been there. A woman going to be there with you whether you're leading the wrong or whether you're leading the right. They just lead. They just follow us naturally. It's just the way it is, but they don't trust us because we don't fail them too many times. So I believe that this is the time to show them that we love them, that we support them, we're ready to rise to the occasion. Even if it means laying down our life for them, we got to earn that trust within the black community and start building first amongst our women and our household before we take it out into the community.
That's true.
All right, peace and love, brother. Black power forever, man. BPN all day.
That's true. The next guest speaker that I would like to bring into the call, the radio, will be Will Cuckoo. So a lot of people already familiar with this guy. I'm familiar with him. He's a great king, very knowledgeable. I watch his posts. I watch his feeds, his videos. To learn a lot from this guy in the form of anything. But I'm going to bring him through and let him talk for himself.
I'm good. I'm on.
Yep, you going.
Yeah.
Peace and love,
yeah.
King.
Hey, peace, family. How we doing, man? How we doing?
Man, I'm feeling
peace.
Black powerful all day.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I'm, for those of you who don't know, I'm Will Cuckoo. You can find me on Facebook, of course, Will Cuckoo, P as in Paul, R-U-E. Basically, I bring the spiritual sense to the people, okay? We've been fighting in the physical too long, so obviously the physical is not right, okay? The physical is not the war. The war is fought in the underworld. The war is fought on the spiritual level. Okay. So let me ask y'all, man, what y'all was touching on, I just don't want to come in and just start blabbing off, you know.
man, it's pretty much an open discussion, man. You know what I mean? This
okay,
y'all show,
okay.
Man. This your show right now, man. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay.
your thing. You know, talk about we just talking about religion and spirituality. So you know, that was the topic of discussion, but it's open floor.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, man. You know, wordplay is pretty much how we've been poisoned. Wordplay. All right. Like if you look up the word belief or you look up the word believe, lie is right in the middle of both of those words, right? So just on that fact alone, you know something is wrong. But see, we don't look at stuff like that. Okay? You look at the word knowledge, okay, you see the first four letters, it's no. Okay? All right. So it is no coincidence in the beginning of the Bible that they told Eve, eat off the tree of knowledge, okay? And automatically, in our subconscious mind, we looking at knowledge from a different standpoint. So we wondering why so many black people don't have businesses going. We've actually been poisoned to the soul, not just the physical. Okay, we've been poisoned to the soul when it comes down to us black people and how this religion has basically poisoned us. And I heard my man talking about this particular God, Yahweh, right? Now I do have a video where I break it down, talking about the creation of the gods and many things like that. But I talk about this a lot. I just want you to think about something here, all right? Now, in Exodus 20, I think 22, somewhere around there where it says this particular God is a jealous God, correct? So then you have in James 3:16 where it says jealousy and selfishness is a trait of evil.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same book, you have this particular God saying that he's evil.
Okay.
Okay, but see, we overlook that. Okay, we overlook that, and just on that alone, you can understand that it's a poisoning going on. Even when you go to Job, right, the book of Job, when the devil, the so-called devil, walks up to this God and says, "Well, I bet you I can make this man don't love you anymore. I don't have faith in you anymore." Okay, so the first thing this God see, this is supposed to be God who we love. Okay, the first thing he says is, "Well, look, don't kill him." So you mean to tell me this particular so-called devil, all right, destroys this whole man's life, kills some of his family members, do all kind of shit to him, okay, just so this God can feel good that this man came back to him? Okay, so we're talking about a poison to the highest, man. Okay, it's deeper than just the food we eat. You know, we know they got fake fruit, fake every goddamn thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much deeper that they're playing on our subconscious. Okay, and we got to get around that poisoning and how they did us. On a part of this poisonous situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Even in the church, I heard somebody say something about the 501c3. You know that clergy tax, right? You know, you go to church. All right. You pay your cover charge. All right. You watch the concert featuring the pastor. The hype man is the choir director. Okay, once you finish watching this, all right, you worship your Jesus, okay, you pray to your Jesus that people don't die today and all this kind of stuff here, right? Okay, now, this is the thing. That same evening, somebody get killed. Okay, and then we pray to Jesus again. Then somebody get killed again. And then we pray to Jesus again, and then somebody get killed again. But we
That's
as
true.
Black people don't look at the correlation between Jesus and death.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
So we got to understand, man, this thing is way deeper than just the physical aspect of this thing. Okay? All right? The white man only have you poisoned when you allow him to. if I unplug completely away from the matrix, what does he have over me? Because just like me, another white man got to pay his lights, water, and everything also.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
So at the end of the day, you know, is more than just, like I said, a physical situation. Okay. And that's why I teach people to tap into that third eye realm, tap into the soul of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
That's the
real of this thing. You know, for instance, am I going over? I mean, y'all.
Nah, keep
good?
On, man. Go, yeah, you good, man.
Okay.
People need to hear this.
You good. For instance, you go to Hosea 4:6, right?
Uh-huh.
You go to Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Okay. All right. Now, the first thing you think about is, okay, well, the pastor used to say in the church, because first of all, that's the only line he ever read out of that whole scripture. Okay? Now, the first thing they say is, well, you know, you got to understand the Bible. Okay, you got to understand the Bible. Okay. Well, according to South Carolina Post, there was a white kid walked in the damn church and shot 9 people up during Bible study.
Yeah.
So,
right.
So you're telling me that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Obviously, it's not Bible knowledge.
That's
because
true,
we
right.
still died from it. Now, let's go to the school system, right? And me from New Orleans, every single level that I know of in school, I've known somebody to die. Okay? From middle
yeah.
school, I had people get killed, high school, you know, elementary school kids getting killed these days. So now, even on a college level, what about Virginia Tech? You know, the whole Virginia
That's
Tech shooting. So now, you're looking at this thing like, well, damn, every level of so-called knowledge, people have been getting killed. Right? So,
That's true.
So when you think about it, it's like, so what knowledge is going to protect me? Because it's not the church, it's not the school system, it's only one left, and that's knowledge itself.
Yes.
That's true.
Exactly.
It's true, Kane. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm
and
talking about.
And like how you said, like, about the breaking down the words, you know, what do we do? We spell words. You know what I mean?
Right.
Spell. That's a spell. The words we
exactly.
say is spells.
Exactly. Exactly. And they put the spell on nothing. What, second grade?
Mm-hmm.
You know, third grade? You know, we spelling a whole lot of shit around that time. And the crazy
yep.
part about it is they're making sure. Check this out. Now, look how you can understand how simple but slick these motherfuckers are. Okay? They teach us.
Yeah.
They teach our children to say no, not. Don't go. All of these words that carry negative frequency. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that you know, somebody messing with, you know, somebody's child and they say, no, you know, don't do that. But I'm talking about in a household, you telling your child to do something, the child say no. And we don't even understand where the hell they're getting this shit from because the school is actually playing on their psyche.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay?
deep.
So it's a lot of things, man, that causes us to poison ourselves. Is us being ignorant, okay? We're ignoring the fact that we're being poisoned, okay? You know, but we know what's happening. See, that's the thing. We know what's happening, okay? There's all the proof in the world that Columbus was a rapist, a homo. A damn enslaver. We can go on and on about this fag. Okay? We can go on and on about him, but you mean to tell me we still have a date after sex?
Right.
We're talking
that's
about
true.
A pure poisoning that's going on a physical level and it's seeping into our subconscious and we fall for it. You know? and that's why I get people to get deeper into this science of us being divine beings, because that's what gets you out or helps you unplug from this matrix. For instance, right, you go down to the bottom of this particular Hosea 4 and 6, which the pastor don't touch on, okay, King James Version, you know, and it says, because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Okay?
That's true.
Now, I ask people, you know, the first thing they say, well, especially my religious family, the first thing they say, well, the law is the commandments. I say, well, let's see what your book, this is your book. Let me see what your book has to say about a law. Okay? Then you go to John 10, 31 through 34, where it talk about these Jews or Jew-els, right? Because we are these Jews, and that's in Scripture also. I'll touch on that in a minute. But these so-called Jews, okay, told Jesus, well, look, we about to stone your ass because you sitting up here lying, telling the people that you're God. And then Jesus say this. Jesus said, well, isn't it written in your law? That law word again, right? Isn't it written in your law that ye are God?
Right.
So basically you got Jesus telling these Jews or Jew-els that they're God. Okay? And of course, on a scientific level of the word Jews or Jew-els, when you think of the word Jews, okay, you think about diamonds, because that's what we love so much in this particular era of our living. We love diamonds, right? So you got Jews,
mm-hmm.
or jewels, which are diamonds. You look up the definition of the word diamond, which is nothing but compressed carbon that comes out of the earth. So compressed carbon, what is carbon? 666 neutrons times electrons,
mm-hmm.
which is melanin.
That's
okay?
True.
So we're talking about us, these Jews or Jew-els, which L, okay, all right, that
mm-hmm.
E-L, they made sure they took that out of that word now. They made sure, because, see, before it became E-L, we used to meditate in Kemet. We used to meditate with the tongue into the roof of your mouth, okay? And they knew we used to, through meditation, we used to rise to higher levels of spirituality through this particular meditation. So that's why all of a sudden they use the word E-L to represent God, because the first divine beings were black people.
Hmm.
You see? So when you're talking about that particular these particular Jews, even in the Bible, okay, Revelations, right? Revelations mean to reveal. Okay? You go to Revelations 2, verse 9, where it actually says, people that claim they are Jews and are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan.
Hmm.
Right.
This is the scripture thing. This is nothing I'm sitting up here making up. This is white man's writing that he stole, of course. Pyramid text, coffin text. We can go on forever about where he got the information from.
Right, exactly. List goes on.
You know? So it's right there saying that these cats are lying, but we look over at them.
Mm.
We look completely over that and say, well, nah, that's not what it says. Well, hold on, motherfucker, what you talking about? Because it looked like it said what the hell it say. It say these so-called Jews are lying right here in your book. Okay?
Mm.
So if you got Jesus telling these people who they are, okay, and we are these particular Jews, so you have to respect your law. You respecting your law is understanding that you are a God. You are a divine being. This is us at the core. This is the reason why we're getting killed, because we don't understand who we are as divine beings. And guess what? I can show you that in Scripture also. It's right there in the book, but it's overlooked.
Exactly.
You know? Go to Psalms, which Psalms come out of the book of Akhenaten in the 18th dynasty, okay? Psalms 19, verses 165, okay, where it says, let me see, people, okay, beings who love your law will have great peace. And in a different translation, it says, one who loves your law will have perfect security. Okay? Now, that's that word law again. Basically saying, if you understand and love that you are a divine being, love that you are a God, you will have perfect security. And who you get security from? Your being within you and your fucking ancestors who've been here right before us. Okay? It's right there in Scripture. That's why Akhenaten even wrote this shit. Okay? All right? Because Akhenaten had to change at one time. Okay? He didn't understand the God within him. Okay? Until he had these conversations with all of these deities. Buddha, Mithra, Krishna. He had a whole group of deities.
Yeah, man. That's deep. That's knowledge right there. That's what's up, man. We needed that today. Definitely.
Yeah. We appreciate that. We appreciate that knowledge, that blessing. We appreciate that, King, and I'm glad that you were able to come and bless us with that knowledge. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Will. Will.
I don't know. Is he still there? I don't know. What you want to do?
I guess we're just going to have to take it to the phone lines, I guess. Keep the show moving, bro.
All right. Yeah, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it going.
There's a lot of callers listening, so if he calls back, I pass him through so everybody can get his Facebook information and things of that nature. Get in contact
all right.
with that guy. He's a really good, knowledgeable person.
And you can also check out our shows on YouTube. Just search Third Eye Radio, and you'll see the picture and everything. And we got all the previous episodes uploaded to YouTube, too. So, you know, if you ever miss out or you don't feel like being on the phone all day, you know, just go to the YouTube and check us out.
That's true. We usually have an hour and a half show, but it's a lot of callers today. So, you know, I'm extended. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be a lot of knowledge in here. Everybody need to get their voice out. We're going to try to get as many people as we can with the time that's allowed to us. So please try to be brief. And when you come on, please state your name and your name or your Facebook name. People can contact you and the state where you stay or the city where you stay. And please try to stay on topic if you can. The topic of discussion is religion and spirituality. So I'm going to pass your caller through. At random. So I'm gonna spin the wheel.
Shit.
Okay. My fault. I spent it a couple times. Excuse me. We're gonna do this at. Okay. Will has called back, pass him through so he can tell you guys his contact information before we move forward to letting the callers voice their own opinion.
All right, Patch Man.
Will.
Yo, I'm back.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Seemed like it was interrupted. I'm used to that, though.
Yeah, we used to that.
Very much.
Honest, man, there's always something, trust me.
So y'all want
you to share your contact information with the people listening so that they would know how to get in contact with you.
Okay. Y'all can check me out on Facebook. I do have a YouTube page, but I haven't put too many videos on there yet. But you can check me out at Will, W-I-L-L, Kapru, C-O-P-R-U-E. That's C-O-P as in Paul, P as in Paul, R-U-E. So you can find me on there. I got a hundred or so videos. I don't know for sure, but I got a whole bunch of information on there, you know. Yeah. All right.
Definitely check this man out, man. He's powerful. Definitely. Will Kapru.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very powerful. Very powerful teacher, y'all.
I'm sure
at
you on Facebook.
I stand by that 100%, 100%, 100%. I really thank you for having time to come and bless us with that knowledge, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt, family, no doubt, man. Hopefully next time I get a longer time because I'll go in, you know.
All right, definitely. We definitely going to get you in for another time, definitely.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. I appreciate y'all, man. This is
big. No problem.
This is big, man.
Thank you.
But I'll be listening. I'll be listening for sure.
All right. Peace and love. Black power. Black power forever. Yeah. Black power
peace
nation.
More power. Black power. It's all about power. If it ain't about empowerment, we don't give a fuck about the power.
Definitely.
So we're going to roll. Hit up these lines now. Now I'm going to have to scroll with some more people. I ain't doing nothing giving y'all time because I know a couple of y'all scared. I know a couple of y'all
You know what we should do? We shouldn't even call out the number today. We should just buzz them in and be like, caller, can you hear me?
We can,
Let's popcorn them. We're going to do it different today. Hey, ready or not, here we come. Yeah, let's popcorn them. We're going to call this popcorn. We're going to just buzz somebody in and... You know what I mean? Ready or not, here we come. We're going to talk about it.
Ready or not, I like this. It's about to get spicy. It's about to get spicy. We got four people calling that. For those who called that, topic of discussion, religion, and spirituality, and we straight popcorning right now. We ain't letting you know who we calling out. We just going to push you through, and then I'm going to tell you that you online.
All right.
First
three.
Do now.
Peace and love. Hello? Caller, can you hear me?
This calling number is...
They can't hear us. If they can't hear us, then we just buzz them off.
But I don't think they're going to know who we're talking to. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many people. They're not going to know. There's people that's going to be talking.
All right, what's the last... Yeah. True.
But it's crazy. It's fun. I love to have this real. It's
all
original.
Right. So we're going to buzz them in, then say their calling number. They last four digits of their phone number. Just buzz them in then.
Okay.
Or whatever. So who we got in right now?
Right now.
Hit the background a little bit.
Right now, we got 5680. Last four digits, 5680. Yeah. 5680. What's going on? How you feel? All
right, man. Next caller.
Hi.
Oh, okay, she there? She there? Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Hey.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Black Power Nation, Black Power Forever, Third Eye Game. We just buzzing people in. You wasn't ready.
How you going?
I wasn't ready. I just joined.
That's when they came a hot shit today, huh?
Peace and blessings, brother. So, what's the topic?
It's race and spirituality. I mean, religion and spirituality.
Hold on, I'm having a problem hearing.
Let us know if you're ready.
If you're not ready, we can come back. I will give you that option. I will come back to you. You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm here. All right, we're going to come back to you, Queen. Peace and love. Thanks for calling.
She hung up, bro. She got scared. She wasn't ready to voice her opinion.
Yeah, she wasn't ready. Let's go to the next one. Go to somebody who's been listening.
All right, last four digits. Let me see. All right, last four digits, 5063. What's going on?
5063, what's up?
5063.
We hear your kids in the background. Can we get a hello? Okay, let's go to the next one.
Come on now. Y'all can't be doing us like this.
Peace to the God.
Okay, peace and love.
Hey,
Peace and
what's
love.
What's going on? I was going to say, can't do us like that.
No, usually, I guess you chime in, you press one to chime in, and I was just listening in on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I had my phone muted, so that's what took me so long. I was like, but I'm listening to you guys.
Okay,
so.
That's what's up. What's your name?
I'm Ebony.
Ebony, how you doing, Ebony?
All is well.
That's what's up.
Okay,
where you
we got callers. If you would like to give out your contact, you know, like your Facebook, or you can stay anonymous if you prefer that.
Yes, I'm Ebony Stone on Facebook.
Hey.
The group, I am Infinite Ebony Stone, and I came face to face. The group
All
and
right.
the page.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm just listening in.
Any opinions you would like to view or, you know, express about the topic, or you just want to, you know, shout out or anything you want to speak on?
No, I just want to listen in and take it all in.
Okay. But thanks
all
for
right.
calling. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Peace and love.
Yeah, Ebony is a very good queen. She has a group that she just told you guys about. And it makes a lot of moves. Trust me, it's a lot of knowledge in there, a lot of moves going on that you guys should tune into. All right, we're going to keep the lines rolling again. Pull in another caller. Like I said, we just going to pull you through. We're doing something different today. We just going to pull you through, and I'm not going to tell you that you on until you on, and hopefully you got your mind right. If you don't, just keep it raw and truthful. Don't even matter. It's a topic of discussion, religion and spirituality. So call the last four digits, 5143. How you doing?
5143?
5143.
You on?
Hey, 5143. You give a shout out, say your name. You ain't know how to speak.
I don't think
okay.
they're ready. See, they ain't ready for this popcorn. All right, let's go to the next one.
I like it because I know there's some people who, you know, there's some people who ain't scared. That's what it's all about. It's all about not being scared, voicing your opinion. Say whatever you want to say. Respectful to anybody, you can say whatever you want to say.
This y'all show.
We're going to keep it moving. Bring in somebody else. So I apologize. I was in the same person that ain't say nothing a while ago. I could remember the last four digits of that. Okay. Caller 8980.
Hello.
Hey, Queen. How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. It was such a blessing just to listen to you guys this afternoon. Let me just say, I was always raised to believe.
You good. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, of you know, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, and a lot of the things that I've heard today makes a whole lot of sense. And once I research it, and you know, I don't have to do too much research because everybody on here that spoke is very powerful, and I obtained so much knowledge, and I'm so thankful. And that's about all I have to say. I really don't have much to say. I don't have an opinion, or I can't go against anything. I have to do my research, and then I can 100% agree with it. But for the most part, it makes a whole lot of sense, and I'm going to tune in to Third Eye Radio and, you know, continue
Definitely.
The knowledge from you guys, and I appreciate it. That's what's up.
Yeah.
We appreciate you too, Queen. You got any contact information as far as Facebook? Or you want to stay anonymous?
I don't. I'm just going to listen to you guys, and then at some point I have something, and I'll come back on the radio and let you guys know.
All right, cool. Tune in Sundays and Wednesdays, so tune in. Third
hour. All right. So much.
What city you calling from?
Oh, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm in Florida.
Okay. Florida. We got a lot of Florida callers.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Shout out to Florida.
Shout out to Florida.
Thank you.
All right, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Hey. Okay, we're going to keep it moving. This caller right here been in here for a long time, you know, and I just want to say that I appreciate you holding on, and I hope you got something to say, because you never know when you come on air, and I just want to say that caller 4554, you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing?
Oh, we doing good, man. Feeling black powerful all day.
Black power, that's right. Hey, I just had a question. It's actually my first time listening. This is Chris from the Los Angeles area. Actually, close to the Riverside,
okay.
But whatever, same thing. Hold on, let me put some time over here. Yeah, I get a quick question. So the characters in the scriptures, the Bible, what do you guys think about that? Are they fictitious characters, just there to illustrate a point, or are they real characters?
Well, I mean, I believe if there's no evidence of these people ever existing, if there's no evidence of these people ever existing, hold on 1 second.
Like that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my bad. It's no proof, you know what I mean? There's no tombstone, there's no gravesite, there's no statues, there's no proof of anything that this book says. So, you know what I mean? Really, if it ain't really no proof in the picture, in the pudding, I have no other choice but to believe that it's fictitious. You know what I mean? These characters are not real. People believe they're real, but like the brother before said, belief has lying. You know what I mean? You can believe it's real, you believe in a lie, but that's on you. I feel like, you know what I mean? They got stories that can be beneficial to your life, and you can learn from these characters' experiences. But, you know, as far as, you know what I mean, Jesus being real and Noah being real and all that, no, I personally don't believe it's meant to be taken literal.
Yeah, because I always wondered, you're right in the fact that you can definitely learn from the characters, and I was always of the opinion that, you know, coming out of the church, that these characters don't have to be necessarily real in order to get some benefit out of the story. The problem I would have is when someone they insist that, you know, all the characters are real. I'm not saying that all of them are not real.
Right.
But you know, people would insist that all of them are real, but without any kind of proof. And to me, when you insist on something that is totally a fact, you know, any kind of proof, it kind of sets yourself up for all kind of stuff, Santa Claus and the whole nine yards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Definitely.
I just want to know what you thought about that.
I agree.
Right.
My input on that would be that the characters that are described in the Bible, if you actually read ancient history, and the hieroglyphs, Egyptology, you see that those characters, basically, to me, they derive from Egyptology. Egyptology has the actual illustrations of the characters that the Bible talks about. So it's just basically broken history to me that whoever wrote the Bible, because it only brings power to the person who actually translates it to others. You know, that's where the power of it, to me, comes from. Whoever possesses it and speaks knowledge of it in the best profession. So basically, when they designed the Bible, they basically chopped it, because the actual Bible is about, if I'm not mistaken, it's about four and a half feet tall. The first Bible that was ever discovered. So how can you get 4.5 foot of knowledge into an inch and a half textbook? With that being said,
it just makes me believe that they had to take things out of it and they had to manipulate it, you know, for their own perspective of what they wanted to enforce upon the people as a mass. But going back to the subject, you know, I believe that the characters in the Bible, the characters that have the animal and the human physicalities, those individuals actually stimulated from Egyptology and ancient history. And if you look, you know, as one thing as a conscious person, you know, you're supposed to believe stone over paper. So, you know, that's just for everybody who else listening who would like to understand what I'm saying more, do your study on that yourself. I mean, but that's just my belief.
Did you say stone over paper?
Yeah, that's what I believe. I believe stone over paper, meaning that, okay, like the pyramids, the hieroglyphs, those are stone artifacts. Even though we have paper now, paper had to be basically manufactured. You know, you're still talking about stone artifacts from back in time. It's history. You can't change stone. Yeah, you can't alter the stone. So when you're studying and when you're doing a lot of reading and a lot of research, don't never put stone over paper, because if you keep coming back to the stone again, it means basically that stone is true. There's truth in that stone, because over time, different civilizations and kingdoms ruled. And when they ruled, they wiped certain other kingdoms out of history. It's just the way that it's been, just the way that it's been ran for a long time, since the beginning of medieval times or whatever. You know,
they had paper back then.
Territory, but I mean, you just can't put that over that. But at the same time, I always recommend to people to upgrade your technology. And what I mean by that is your mind is like a computer. You know, you got to upgrade your technology. Don't just be so stuck on the old technology, you know, the old ancient history. You got to modernize your knowledge also so you can stay up to date, because there's a lot of lost people. A lot of lost people who lost only because they listen to present facts. You know,
oh, yeah. And,
I apologize, man. I ain't mean to, you know, I could go on sometimes, days for days.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah, you gotta add one more thing, Carla.
So you was talking about the 501c3. Now, this is a question I always pose to people. So in the United States, I don't know about any other country, but in the United States, any religious institution is inherently tax-free. So why would a church or any other religious institution, mosque or whatever, become tax-exempt? Still not a 501c3, tax-exempt. Placing the church under the jurisdiction of the state when it's totally prohibited from the scriptures itself.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, to be honest with you, I can't really speak on anything because I'm not really knowledgeable in that, to be honest with you.
But you can look up Will Kaprue, Willcoprue.
Will may be on the line. He may still be on the line. I can bring him through if he is.
Yeah, go ahead. See if he's on the line still.
Hold on. Well, I'm going to bring you through, Will, because I don't know anything about this game.
And all the churches and most religious institutions
Will,
are
501c3.
You there? Will? Will Kaprue? He might have his phone on mute. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know too much about that king to actually speak on that.
But yeah, you can look him up on Facebook, though, definitely. And we're going to have the show on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, too. It's, just type in and search Third Eye Radio, and you'll see the video.
Okay, I'm going to look him up.
All right, definitely.
I sure will. Okay, brothers.
All right, thank you. Peace and love.
Enjoy the program. Peace and love.
Yep. All right. What's the game plan?
That's first.
Paul, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Next person I'm going to bring in is going to be trying to find somebody.
I hear something in the background. What's that noise?
I don't know, man. You know, I'm trying to kill God.
You got somebody in, right?
Yeah, I got somebody in right now.
All right, how you doing? Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Hey, introduce yourself. Where you from?
I'm from L.A. This is Austin Acho Bay.
All right.
Okay. Shout out to California.
Thank you, brother. I got a question and an agreement with the previous speaker about the not putting paper over stone. I totally agree with that. And I got to ask you, fellows, how do you feel about the chakras and how that and the alignment with the body and how all the religious texts actually say the kingdom of God is within you, and it goes back to your pineal, like that. What are your opinions on that topic?
Opinions about the chakras?
The chakra, yeah.
It's that meditation and way to the kingdom of God, or Allah, or Ra, or Elohim.
I believe that 100%. I believe that that's the only way to actually seek. You got to have inner peace in the inside in order to manifest it on the outside. And
exactly.
Meditation is a very good way to actually be in tune with the universe and the energy. And actually, if you meditate, a lot of people don't meditate, but when you do meditate, you will find that you actually feel like you are, how could I put this, you actually feel like you one with the earth. It's like you feel like sometimes you can feel like you're floating. You feel like you can see your whole city. It's like you feel like you're one with the universe when you meditate, when you do it properly. And this is true. You can hear things that's far away. It's just magnificent, the things that you can do when you tap into those certain powers and entities. We all possess those things.
I'm glad we had this conversation. I appreciate your time, brother. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
All right, cool. Peace and love.
Peace.
Yeah, that was truth right there.
That's what's up. Cali, shout out to Cali. All our California callers, shout out. Spread the word. Third Eye Radio is taking off. Spread the word.
Yeah, Cali. Hey, man, this time Cali really hit us up this hard like this right here today, I'm guessing, you know, through the call.
Yeah, man, people spreading the word. That's love. And we appreciate y'all. This y'all show, like we always say, man. But the people got an opinion and a voice. Probably the only show.
But, well, I guess we're going to wrap it up, man. We had a lot of people come through. We had a good show today. Kind of wild, spontaneous show today. Okay, hold on. I apologize. I just got a text.
Uh-oh.
I just got a text from somebody. He said he wanted to clarify something. Speak some truth.
Okay. Before we go, let's do it. I let go. No.
Hey, Will?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, peace and love.
Peace, man. I'm just listening, man. And I heard the last caller say something about us, right? About that divinity within us, right? And I just wanted to kind of add on to what you were saying, and how the pastors don't read certain things, right? If you check out Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 and 2, where it plainly states, if you love your law, you will meditate day and night. Well, earlier, if some of the callers were on, we understand what the law is. We understand that the law is we are gods, right? So, the reason why the pastor don't want us to touch on meditation, because it's right there in the scripture, but they're always telling everybody to pray, okay? And the reason why they're telling you to pray, because they don't want you to understand you speaking out, okay? Basically, you're running from yourself, especially when you're not praying to the right beings or whatever you want to pray to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
right? True. Because most of us pray to a name.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a being. Okay.
That's
so when I touch on meditation, the reason why I tell people so much about meditation, okay, which I teach on third eye meditation, okay, is actually tapping into the imagination, right? Because they tell us that the imagination is just what it is not real, right? You know,
yeah.
They basically in the movies, right? When we go watch scary movies, okay, the first thing they say is in this particular movie, the little boy or little girl say, "Mama, I think I saw something." The first thing they say is, "Well, that was your imagination, right?" But if our spirit, soul, and body is divine, then imagination has to be for something. Okay? Even look at the word, right? Imagination. You're imagining a nation that exists within you already.
That's true, King. That's true.
Deep.
Okay? All right?
True.
And that particular imagination is your third eye realm. So, you know, like my brother was just talking about, you know, when you start doing this third eye meditation, man, you disappear from this motherfucker, man. I'm talking about people teach about the Sirius constellation, but I've been there
to
the Sirius constellation. You see what I'm saying? It is a difference to talk about it, but, you know, I've been to certain places in the universe that people only just, you know, whisper about. You know, like the Europeans sit up there and say stuff like Atlantis, it sunk. It sunk beneath the waves or whatever, but that's why they don't want you meditating on a third eye level. They want you meditating on Saturday mornings, hitting the bell in with your legs crossed, humming and shit, okay? They don't want you to tap into that particular third eye meditation, which is done by divine beings or us, okay? And when you do this particular third eye meditation, man, you travel to – I didn't been to Atlantis. Dr. Delbert Blair, one of my teachers also – well, Bobby Hemmett is my main teacher, but Dr. Delbert Blair touched on this in the 80s where he said that there were green, purple, and now we kind of traveling in deep waters on the metaphysical tip right quick. I don't know if I could have got on this tip, but if y'all give me the avenue to go in, I'm going to just go in, okay? In the late 80s, he talked about Sirius being – they had purple people there, or green people, all kind of colored people, okay? But all these people were still – melanated beings. Now it's crazy that he said he saw green people. Isn't Osiris predicted as a green god? When you research this particular god Osiris, he's green. Okay, same thing with the Hulk, right? The Hulk is green, which they got the Hulk from this particular Orisha god Ogun. When you get into the Yoruba or the Ifa culture,
okay.
So we talking about deep metaphysical sciences of that meditation where it helps you travel the cosmos, man. Because we are these divine beings, man. I just wanted to elaborate on something you had said, man, and things I've seen, man. It's just you know, we'll be all day, man. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there about the power of true meditation. You know, but hey, man, one love, man. I love y'all, boys.
Can you tell everybody your Facebook information again? Because I think it was someone. I think it was someone else who had a question, but something about spirituality. I could not answer for him. Okay? Hello, Will.
Well, I remember it's Will Will. Kapru, CORPPRUE, Facebook and YouTube. So look him up, man. He got a lot of knowledge. I'm going to look him up myself.
I guarantee y'all he's a very knowledgeable brother. Very knowledgeable brother. Very knowledgeable brother. Very knowledgeable brother. But I got one more call I want to break through, man. I don't mean to keep busting y'all in y'all head with these extra moves, but it's all peace and love, man. It's all peace and love. It's a lot of energy here, a lot of knowledge here. And I want to bring through one more caller because for some reason, just like last time, this caller got a question mark by his name, by the number.
Okay,
so
let's do it.
I always felt like it's a purpose for everything. So if maybe it's a purpose for you to speak or elaborate on something that you feel.
All right, call him in.
The first three of this area code is 678-4129.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear us
call? Peace and love.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Peace and love, man. First and foremost, you know, I want to give all honors to the Most High, our ancestors in the universe. And my name, DeBoris Owens, by the way. And I've been on this conscious journey for quite some time because I grew up being like the odd one in the family and I always questioned a lot. And, you know,
yeah.
I tell all my religious friends, I'm like, man, if God didn't want you to question everything, then what would you have to live for? Like, we can't, and religion gets you to don't question God and to have faith. But if I'm suspicious about anything, why can't I go to the Most High and ask him and get clarification? So,
that's true.
You know, with that, and guys just heard about Dr. Delbert Blair, you know, rest in power to him. I've been listening and researching and studying a lot about, you know, science, because black people, melanin is science. So when people talk about science, they talk about us. And to this day, they still can't get us up to the teeth because we are the original people. You know, without melanin, without black people, there would be no other kind of race. So with me being on this spiritual journey, I've been able to unlock, you know, my pineal gland. I've been able to, you know, find out what melanin come from. I catch myself looking up to the stars every night. And when I tell people about, you know, the pineal gland, Jacob even mentioned the pineal gland in way in Genesis. And he talked about, you know, he went to the land of Peniel and seen God face to face. That's the pineal gland. So when I tell people, I said that Bible is written in metaphysics and science terms. You can't read it as literature because nobody exists in that Bible. Even if you talk about Job being in the well for 3 days, come on, man, that's a fairy tale story. It ain't got nothing to do with no literature or real people. You know, like it's spiritual. So it's like you got to look at it as a metaphysics term. And religion, anyway, if you break religion down, etymology, re, means to use over again. So that automatically tell you that it's been played with. So I tell people, I said, man, we got to get more into spiritual because we're spiritual beings, not emotional beings. Emotional beings are the vampires,
true.
The Caucasian people. We're more spiritual. We just got to get back into our culture and our system because right when you pray to a white man, he automatically downgrades your power. And one thing that Dr. Deborah talked about, he talked about one of the highest energy is org. Because if you think about it, you got orgasm, you got original, and you got organic. All of those are like the highest energy you can get to. But I tell people, I said, we're the original people. We got to get to original, organic. We got to get to, you know, our culture, our study. Because I'm like, man, we've been praying for a God that's going to come back, and he ain't came back yet. All this stuff that's happening to our people. I think he would have been came back. Is that bad? So I'm like, man, we got to look what Haiti did. Look what Haiti did. They went out in the woods and stuff and started praying to their ancestors and were able to beat the government, praying in no church. They went out there and started laying their crystals out, calling on our ancestors, burning sage. So, you know, they all on a whole nother spiritual level. But white supremacists got us to hate Haitian and hate their culture, but they practice our culture behind closed doors. So I'm like, man, the universe don't know what's good or bad. It's just whatever you say out there to the universe is going to manifest in your life. So that's why I tell people, God is I am. And whatever you put after that, that's pretty much you.
That's true. That's true. That's 100% true. And to add to that, I would also like to say that, you know, I mean, only a conscious person, would not believe that religion is man-made. Religion is made to empower man. But see, spirituality is made to empower what? The spirit. It's made to empower the things that are beyond the creator. Because instead of giving energy to others that's around you, why not give energy to self? That's how you become more powerful, you know? And at the end of the day, you got to think about it like this also in a different perspective pertaining to jurisdiction. Man-made jurisdiction. God told us
God told us we could have the world. Man came on the world and basically put squares and circles in the shit. He said, this is me. Man gave us jurisdiction. He said, oh, when you come here, this is what we believe in over here, you know? So basically, it's up to you to be an individual to walk your own journey. You got to create your own civilization. You got to preach your own spirituality to the other individual that's listening. Because at the end of the day, the churches, you know, I don't have nothing against the actual church, to be honest. My disposition is with the higher members in the church because they're the ones that make the decision. The church is there for a good reason. You got people who actually orchestrate churches for the right reason. And I commend those people, honestly, because everybody's not a bad apple. Everybody's not a bad apple. Even though it's poison in the minds of our people, it could be in a much worse condition where they could be gangbangers, Christian gangbangers, riding around doing drive-bys, you know, really glorifying the devil. So, you know, they're not my enemy, but the point of what I do is to open that third eye so that you can understand the truth, man. That's all I'm trying to do, you know.
Right.
You're not my enemy, man, because we all in the same fight. You know, basically, God, just like we all know, God showed mercy on fools and babies. And just like King just said, why not question? It's a lot of spiritual doctrines that tell you that it's a natural instinct of the spirit and the soul to question, to gain knowledge. That's natural. But see, they stopped that. They stopped that, you feel me? They stopped that because of the simple fact of the jurisdiction, the power of the jurisdiction of which that they run. Even though,
right,
you know, they don't have but so much jurisdiction when you understand self and you have identity. You know, you can control them things, but at the end of the day, it's a form of jurisdiction. It's a form of power that's being implemented forcefully. You know? It's
At the end of the day,
we all know that religion causes division. At the end of the day, that's what it was made for, to cause division. All it does is separate us. It's nothing but negative energy. You know what I mean? People just need to be spiritual and be one with themselves, and the world will be a better place.
Yeah, because speaking of energy, I tell people, I said energy is everything. And Alpha Light breaking down, he breaking down like the pyramid, and you got prism and prison. All three of those are to host energy inside of it. And he said, what better way to get black people into one area where you can drain their energy? That's a prison. And then he said, if you look at it like a battery, you get charged with a salt. You get a battery. You get charged a battery and a salt, and they put you in a cell. And when he broke that down, I'm like, God, yeah, that could be a way they drain our energy. Now, these people, they do rituals.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, yeah, he was breaking it down because these Caucasians, these vampires, they're not spiritual beings. They feed off emotion. That's why you see all this propaganda in TV because they do stuff on a certain day. That's why in numerology, astrology, they kill people certain days. I've been connected with 11, 22, 33. Even Jesus died when he was 33, but that represents the 33 spine, your spinal cord, 33. You have 33 spines in your cerebral, and they reach up to your Christ consciousness. So that's pretty much what Jesus is. Jesus, you reaching your Christ consciousness. And that's with the 33, even the Masons. You got the 33-degree Masons. So it's like everything is numerology. If people just can get into that spiritual realm, they can be able to dissect it. Because we're in a three-dimensional plane, but we're shifting it to the fifth dimension. And people that's more spiritual and conscious are going to be able to see all this that's happening, this change. And I just tell people, it's a change happening. It's a shift. It ain't the world coming to an end. We're going into a different age.
We're going to a new beginning.
Yeah, because Even Jesus talk about a man that's gonna come to a village with buckets of water and follow him to the promised land. He talk about the age of Aquarius, cause we leaving the Pisces age. That's why when you hear Jesus about turning fish, all this fish and stuff, that's the age of Pisces. But now we're going into the age of Aquarius where everything is coming to the light, you know, and the truth is out there. That's why I tell people being ignorant is by choice. Now it's too much information out here for you to just walk around and be a zombie.
All right, okay, now that you spoke about villages, you just made something spark up with me, you know what I'm saying, that I want to speak on about villages. I need my kings to understand it, kings and queens. I need everybody to understand this, okay? All right. Let's say you had a piece of land. We're going to say America. America's land, the continent of America. Before it was even colonized, it was just basically individual villages. Let's say this. It was villages. Now, yeah, one village that said, you know what, let's expand. So, boom, you got people from that village, they go seek out new land, land that hasn't been inhabited. Then when they get there, they cultivate it, they harvest it, they turn that into another spinoff of their civilization from the headquarters where they originated, right? So if you do that, after you do that, they say, you know what, we want more land, but we got other people over here that got this land. Let's take their shit. Let's take their shit and basically implement our laws over there. So once they did that, they took other people's shit, other people's villages, ransacked their shit or whatever it may be, cities, whatever. They ran through that shit. They gained power over that city. Then they found out that they could do that, that they could conquer land. They said, well, you know, well, let's keep going. We gaining more people. We got the biggest civilization, the biggest village, the biggest city, or the most population against the other small masses that separated. So understand that once that happened, they started to do it all over. Then they took over the whole United States. So now basically we under their system, but that don't mean that we can't get out, people. It don't mean we can't get out because it's laws and it's truth. When you know law and truth, it'll stop anything because at the end of the day, every person has to follow laws. No matter who you with, you can go against laws, but it will be punishments. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, law is rule. Law is rule. Now, I don't want to keep going too deep into it, man, because, you know, I just be talking about a lot of different stuff, but it's all on the same subject, y'all. But just think about that fact for a second that it was just villages in the beginning, you know, colonies. It was colonies. Then the motherfuckers got greedy and took over. So at the end of the day, you think you're living for self, and in actuality, you're living for the big man. Because he the owner of that civilization. They are in power of this civilization. They're in control. So just like me and the Black Power Rangers preach to y'all and we tell y'all that we got to separate. We got to build our own nation. We got to have our own land. It's no point in having a house on the land of the government and think that you have independence. Because if you was independent, all of that should be yours. You feel me? It's like basically we giving back to them. We giving back to them, but we turning our head and giving the money backwards. We don't even see it. We think because we got something that we straight, and that's what they do, just like the Million Man March. The Million Man March is orchestrated to actually have power and numbers. That many people there. So if shit go crazy, you're not respecting our demands, we could fuck shit up. It's power and stress and numbers. But what happened the last Million Man March? What happened? It was all about entertainment and shit. They controlled that shit. They manipulated the masses of the people. They diverted the attention. We were supposed to have speakers. We were supposed to have people there demanding rights while all our people was in one place. But that didn't happen because the mass are brainwashed, but it's all gravy. It's all gravy. It's all gravy. It's all gravy, y'all. I apologize. I know a couple of y'all feeling what I'm saying. Y'all probably getting fired up, too. This shit fucked up. But it's all good, though. It's all good. All good.
Yeah, most of that, most indeed, man. Yes, indeed.
It's all good. It's all good. And I apologize. You know, I apologize, y'all, for getting wrapped up. And, hey.
Hey, that's what it's for.
It's true. It's true. It's true.
Truth needs to be spoken. But anything else?
4129, we appreciate you calling in 4129 if you can. Can you drop your Facebook information again?
Yeah, my Facebook information, you can find me at on Facebook, Boris Owens Senior, and then Instagram, Boris 34.
Oh, what's up, King? What's up, man?
Yeah, what's going on?
what's up, man? Say that, man. What's going on, man?
Well, you already know. Yeah, I finally got to run to get to you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's
all right.
Thanks
that's what's up.
Calling in.
Peace and love.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's
right.
A real good look right there, man. Shout out to that guy, man. He's supportive of what I do. He really support that. I appreciate that.
That's
he's also active. He active himself. I see him taking well good care of his son. You know, stand up guy right there. Stand up guy.
All right. All right, y'all know the moral of the story, man. Hope y'all got y'all, you know what I mean, any questions y'all had answered and, you know, just something to think about, you know, to start off the week. Next show is on Wednesday. Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock Central time, 5 o'clock Pacific time. So, you know what I mean, tune in on Wednesday, same number. You know, just wait and listen. We're going to come bring something new to the table and we're going to discuss it. Stay tuned. Go ahead and share. You know what I mean? Like the page, Third Hour Radio. Share the advertisements, you know. And, you know, you can add me personally. Christopher Aitman, KristopherAtman. That's my Facebook. Also, check out the book on Lulu.com, The Thoughts and Opinions of the Black Power Ranger. That's my alias. So, yeah, Black Power Forever, Black Power Nation. I'm out.
Yeah, tune in. Praying all with the Cuzzo, also known as Paul Finley Bates, Third Eye Gang, Black Power Nation, Black Power Family. It's real and it's forever. All those people who are still listening and tuned in to the show, also, you know, share this with your friends. You know, we're going to put it on YouTube. Share it with your friends. Let them hear some of this knowledge, the things that you heard, so that they can better understand what transpired, you know, during this event right here. But everybody, peace and love, man, and hold it down. I am.
And let the struggle go on. Hey, this is my song right here, Paul. This thing here, man, they got to listen to the words.
Peace, y'all.
I give a lot of performance.
Outside your door, ain't nobody safe. Any victim in the states, anybody face. Why my people want peace but won't come to the plate? It was
hey.
Stomach to hate. Praying heaven worth the wait, cause we live in the hell. Remember working nights late, I'm forgetting.
I love you, bro. You know that why I love you, man.
Now my feet in the field, cause I can't sit and watch this game about people get killed. So now I'm lacing up my shoes for my black race. Sick of paying dues for my black face. Knowledge is a tool for any fool who lacks faith. This war, it ain't about race. Colors don't breed hate, never. Black power, we've been lacking as slack as ours. If you afraid to face the truth, then you a fucking coward. We used to fighting for our life, feel like we fighting more. If we ain't fighting for our rights, then what we fighting for?
There won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.